It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. Hello, yes, it's me, your host, Joe Canale, and this is your Daily Sports Dump for today, Tuesday, December 24th, Christmas Eve. It's also your Daily Sports Dump for yesterday, December 23rd, because as you may notice, we didn't do one. Well, I was busy, okay? But this is a promise to you. We've got one more episode coming after this one for this year. It'll be our year-end, year-beginning spectacular, where we'll tell some of the best jokes of the year, and we'll also get you ready for some of the best jokes of next year. I don't know how we're going to do that, since we don't know what's going to happen, but I've already said it, so it's up to Quincy, who writes many of the jokes, if not most of the jokes, if not all of the jokes, maybe not all. You know, he's got to get going on that. So just know that this is a message to him as well as a message to you. All right, let's move on to the jokes for today. Now, there's a lot of football on the weekend, so much so that I don't feel bad that I skipped a day to tell you these jokes. So let's get to it. Jets assistant coach Hines Ward was given a Gatorade bath after the New York Jets beat his old team, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, the bath gave him the full Hines Ward treatment as he never saw it coming, and it ended his season. Let's hope he's all right. The Cincinnati Bengals clinched the number one overall spot in the NFL draft with their loss to the Dolphins yesterday, which is actually the day before. Now, this means that come April, we're finally going to be able to learn who the most overrated quarterback in college football is, because they're going to draft him. More football. The mood in the Ravens locker room was somber despite clinching the number one seed in the AFC playoffs as the team lost starting running back Mark Ingram in the victory. Now, Ravens coach John Harbaugh said it's going to be difficult to choose from the literally dozens of available running backs who can replicate his production without missing a beat. In a related story, after news of Ingram's injury hit, Vegas changed Baltimore's Super Bowl odds from 2-1 to 2-1. Longtime NFL veteran Darren Sproles announced his retirement over the weekend. The news came as a shock to football fans, most of whom assumed he'd retired 5 years ago. And we all know that Tom Coughlin was fired from the Jacksonville Jaguars a few days ago. And right afterwards, the Jags undid one of his signature moves, which was setting all the clocks in the team's facility back 5 minutes. Now that that's done, the team focuses on undoing another of Coughlin's moves, setting the team's offense back 20 years. Boy, so much football. The Steelers, they cut safety Cameron Kelly after he was arrested for making terroristic threats at a bar recently. Now, patrons of the bar called police after Kelly reportedly threatened to turn the TV to a Bengals game. Oh, poor Bengals. They're really getting shit on here. And members of the Oklahoma City Thunder were evacuated from a mall after a shooting took place there last week. Now, for the players, it was reminiscent of how they were often evacuated from the playoffs due to the shooting that took place when Russell Westbrook was trying to get a triple-double. It was probably more the rebounds he was going after, but you get it, folks. So again, please have a happy Christmas or continued happy Hanukkah or continued holiday that you choose to celebrate yourself. Have a good one, and we will be back before the end of the year with our before the end of the year special. Or if it's a little later, it'll be our beginning of the year special. Either way, we look forward to recording it so you can listen to it. Happy holidays from the Sports Dump. Talk to you soon.